So, why the Gospel according to Les Miserables? Well, for me, this musical is one of the greatest theatrical experiences that I've ever enjoyed. I've seen the musical four times now, twice in London, the first time, and this last time, and then two in the middle, both in the provinces, in Bradford and Manchester in the north of England. And each time it's electrified me. And I've listened to the music, I've listened to it at home, I've listened to it in the car. And there are particular points in this musical where the emotions well up and it stirs and it provokes thought. And it's been the most amazing experience. And it's been, if anybody asks me, which is the kind of music, the musical theatre that you would most recommend, that you would most enjoy, it would be without doubt Les Miserables. But why the Gospel according to Les Miserables? It was some time ago that I was listening to this. I think it may have been in the car. And it struck me as I was rehearsing some of these truths and some of these ideas that were in the story, that here was something that would make a terrific presentation. I saw myself perhaps rather grandly, but in a hall and with a multimedia presentation and talking about how Les Miserables tells a higher story, tells perhaps a deeper story, a fuller story. Because Les Miserables, without doubt, is a story of grace. And for me, the gospel about Jesus and God's love for us, for me, is the greatest story I've ever told. It's certainly the story that's made the most impact on my own personal life. And, of course, my professional life, I'm dealing all the time with stories of different kinds. And for me, this story, the story of God's grace, has impacted on my life and changed my life and the whole course of my life. So here we have two stories. The story of Les Miserables, which is personally I find exciting and thrilling musically, as well as thematically. And here is the gospel. And so what you're going to see as you watch this is the gospel according to Les Miserables. Humbly, I offer some commentary and some thoughts, which will take us, I hope, more deeply into the story and into the musical. I find Les Miserables a very powerful story that has been obviously passed down through the generations from Victor Hugo's novel right the way through to its current incarnation in this musical. And it's a story of the impact of God's grace influencing a generation to come. And I would like to dedicate this whole presentation to somebody whom I've not yet met. And that's our grandson, Theo. This is dedicated to him. And I hope that one day he'll be able to watch it. And he'll be able to catch something of the heart and the truth of what I want to share with you now.
One day more. Another day, another destiny, this never-ending road to Calvary. These men who seem to know my crime will surely come a second time, one day more.